News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, the RTE Director General, Dee Forbes, told the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Communications that RTE has inadequate resources and faces urgent and substantial financial challenges. Now, she's calling for uncollected fees, which are an estimated €60 million, to be sought rather than increasing the TV licence fee, which would be unfair to those who already pay. So the suggestion has been greeted with a pretty mixed response. And joining us to debate the issue is Reid Smith, People Before Profit TD, and also Eamon Ryan, Green Party leader and deputy as well. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might just start, Eamon, with yourself. That issue has been highlighted by Dee Forbes. We have a huge level of uncollected fees, and we also have a number of people who just they will not pay the licence fee. The system has to change.
And also, Irish media is in trouble. All Irish media in real trouble. All the advertising revenue increasingly is going to online. It's going to Google and Facebook. Sky are taking about €500 million straight out of the country. Netflix are getting increased revenue, 30% per year. Spotify the same. The media which fund and support Irish journalism and home-produced content, films, drama, music, is not getting any revenue. And that's a real issue. It'll be a real loss if we lose Irish media and Irish cultural, artistic industries.
Mm. So what's the answer?
I think it's a whole variety of things. Firstly, and it should not be increasing licence fee. I think we're all agreed on that. And we shouldn't either be tackling those who can't pay. There are provisions currently for those in social welfare not to have to pay, and that should stay the same. The Oireachtas Committee, I'm on it with Breed. We did a review of this. There were different views, as you're about to hear, I'm sure. But we came to the view that we do need a different way of collecting it, so that firstly, it's not fair that 15% at the moment aren't paying. Those 85% who are carrying a heavier burden. But we should also look at a variety of measures, not just the licence fee and how we collect it, but also looking at the right of RTE to issue transmission fees to the likes of Sky so that they pay their fair share rather than getting the services for free. And also that the money that we would raise, and we think we need a pot of at least 60 to 70 million, would go not just to RTE, but also to other radio and I believe other Irish media, including print and digital media. And I think if we don't do that, the risk is we lose quality Irish journalism, we don't support the Irish creative industries and cultural industries, and they're in real trouble.
Okay, so the recommendation is revenue commissioners.
And yes, and it's done on a house basis because increasingly people don't look at television necessarily, and having the idea of an inspector going door to door trying to see if you have a TV tucked in a corner in some room isn't really right.
Okay, you're in favour of that process of the revenue commissioners being the collector.
That was the Oireachtas Committee report recommendation, and I agree with it, yeah.
Okay, can I bring on, also joining us on the programme as well, of course, is Deputy Breed Smith, People Before Profit. Breed, a very good morning to you. Just what's your view? Should revenue be allowed to collect the TV licence?
Well, good morning, and first of all, I'd like to agree with everything Eamon has argued for there, except the issue of revenue collecting it from the 15% who haven't paid. And it's actually not that high. I mean, I was surprised that it was 15% rather than 25 or 30% who hadn't paid, given the sort of hype there often is about, you know, TV spongers and you'll go to jail and all this. And many people have gone to jail for not paying and for not being able to pay. And the bulk of them have been lone parents. The statistics are out there. Now, I know they've stopped jailing people very sensibly in the last couple of years. But I think if you move to taking it from revenue, and people, as Eamon said, increasingly view stuff on their mobile phones, a lot of people, or they use a tablet. And if you move to taking a chunk of money out of people's taxation for having a mobile phone, there will be huge anger, and I would perfectly concur with it.
So I think
the emphasis should be put on the retransmission fees and trying to induce people to pay for public broadcasting. And I think public broadcasting is hugely important. But increasingly, a lot of people don't watch RTE because they don't like the content. Having said that, I think some of it is brilliant. Some of it isn't, but some of it is brilliant.
So the reality is, look, there's a variety of different outlets out there now for people. They can actually get their content, as both of you mentioned, in a variety of different ways. I suppose the proposal is the idea that revenue should be in the collectors, effectively, of this. I know there's some concerns. There's still some opposition. People looking for the post offices to remain, you know, as an option where people can pay their TV licence. Obviously, there's an online section also. But Reid Smith, what's your main reason or concern for not wanting revenue to do this?
Because I think revenue is a big stick that people are often beaten up with. And the last time they used it was to collect the property tax from them.
So you see this as an austerity sort of a tax? Do you see this as an austerity tax?
Well, I do, because I think the government should be contributing more to public broadcasting. How is it that the BBC can do such a fine job of public broadcasting without any advertising at all? So there needs to be more of a contribution made from central funding to public broadcasting from the state, and the insistence on collecting retransmission fees from big private companies like Sky and Virgin, who use our public material without paying for it. And I think that's, and particularly the sports element of it, I think that's a really important feature of it. But I would just say that if you move to, you know, we're, every other day we're in the Dáil shouting about what's going to happen to our post office network, and you touched on it there. If you remove the payment of the TV licence from the post offices, you're hitting them again.
Okay, just finally, Breed Smith, to wrap just to you both, what's in terms of going forward with this, how do you see it proceeding now at this stage? Revenue's the proposal, like?
Well, the Oireachtas Committee has agreed that, except for myself and I think one other deputy, and I'm opposed to it and I will continue to oppose it. I'm not sure how it'll go forward. I'm sure the body politic will be sensitive to how popular or unpopular this is, because they don't want, I think a lot of deputies would not want to alienate their voters by loading people with another austerity tax.
Just very briefly, if I can.
Okay, just want to give a last word, Eamon.
We can get the government to pay directly. I mean, it may well happen that the orchestra is taken out of RTE is when we're doing it. But ultimately, we have to fund Irish media. And unfortunately, what I think is going to happen is nothing. I don't think this government wants to do anything. What they're saying is we should allow radio and other and stations increase advertising. I don't think that's actually the long-term solution. At a time when moving away to Spotify and Netflix to avoid advertising, trying to solve this by just giving them more and more advertising, making Irish media more like US media in terms of amounts of advertising, that won't work. I don't think this government is going to do anything. I think it'll be up to the next one, and I think we need to start being honest about that.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid, for this morning. Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD, and also Green Party leader and Deputy Eamon Ryan, thank you both very much for joining us on that this morning.